So I had something prepared with little points and stuff. And on the way down, I passed by accident. And something just, God, the universe, whatever you call it, gave me something else. So I don't have it prepared. It's just gonna flow like it flow. So just go with me because actually, we've actually been talking about it. So that's how I know I'm supposed to do this instead of what I had. So today is about abundance. And I rejected abundance because the church told me to. I'm 30 years old, born and raised in a Black Baptist church in Houston, Texas. Great pastor, great people. Just unaware that there's more to life than church. And because my grandparents was there, because my mama was there, I fell into the trap, you know? So grandma said go to church, we going to church. 7:15 a.m. every Sunday. Wednesday night Bible study, 7 p.m. every Wednesday. Choir rehearsal, earth report meeting, all this stuff. But the church didn't teach me abundance. Church taught me how to pray, but pray at the last minute. The church taught me how to have faith, but never said what having faith was. Just have it. So I grew up knowing church lingo, but not knowing God, and rejecting abundance and positivity every chance I could. So at 28, I'm 30, but at 28, I asked God to, well, it's got to be more than this. You know, it's got to be more than going through the motions of church. Because I sit in church, and the same people who shout and holler cuss each other out as soon as they get to the parking lot. And is that really, why you died? Is that why you sent your son here to die on a cross and suffer and heal people? Did Jesus heal people so we can get in the parking lot and have fist fights? So I asked God, show me who you are to me. Because I don't feel like this is you. It doesn't feel right anymore. It feels like a chore to go to church. And I hate chores. I hate cleaning up. I hate doing what I'm supposed to do. It feels like hell where people talk about heaven. I need something more. So I asked God to reveal himself. And for a year, he was quiet. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I do know what God is. Maybe I'm in my feelings. Maybe I need to adapt to what I see. I turned 29, and God started talking. And he started showing me that just because someone stands behind the pulpit doesn't make them right.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Yes. That was
speaking. Just because a leader says it this way doesn't mean you can't ask questions.
Come on now.
Just because a Sunday school book says X, Y, and Z doesn't mean X, Y, and Z applies to you. It's okay to seek me around the people that's talking. So I went around the people and sought God. And learned that traveling hours to church did absolutely nothing for my faith. I got more miles on my car and absolutely no faith in God. Less money in my pocket because I gave to God, I gave to the church, but knew nothing about God. So for 29 years, I've been Baptist church. I know the church lingo. I can do a Baptist prayer. I know the 3 points. I know the announcements. I know responsive reading. I know altar prayer. And I don't know God. And because I don't know God, I don't know abundance. And because I have no abundance, I felt like I wasn't living life. But I'm looking at people praising God and broke. Looking at people praising God but not changing. Sunday was their costume. Sunday was their Halloween. I needed more out of life. I demanded more out of God. Don't let me put on a Halloween costume one day out of the week. Change my life. Change my living. So he showed up. It's okay. I told somebody this, and they told me I was crazy. I equated going to church with having a relationship with God. And sorry, that ain't it. You know, right. You can go to church and have a relationship with God, but just because you sit in a pew don't make you holy.
Come on, brother. You better talk now.
And we need to receive that because we're sitting next to people who pretend to have the right talk and pretend to have the right walk. But if you follow them outside of church, it don't even have to be the next day, same day. They act absolutely nothing like the costume they had on. I can pretend to be a doctor all I want to. I love Grey's Anatomy. But you can't put me in a surgery room and expect me to perform surgery, because that's not who I am. That's what I pretend to be. So, ask God, let me have a relationship with you. And in church, I learned don't question God. So I never questioned God. But I never found answers because I wasn't bold enough to ask questions. So I started asking questions. Who are you? And I would go outside and wind just come out of nowhere. Is that you, God? More wind come out. Is that you, God? Birds chirping. Birds doing their thing and leaves and all this. That's you, God. But I go in church and ask who God is, there's no answer to that question. Just follow me. Just listen to what I have to say. I had the church talk. I had no abundance until I separated myself from the church. Then I found God. Then I found relationship with God. Then I found out that I don't have to cry out to the clouds because he's in me. And once I start looking within me, abundance started pouring out of me. I am abundant. I was looking for who I was outside of me, and I couldn't find it. But once I turned on to who I am inside, you know, Jesus walks with us, he talks with us, but we don't teach he's in us. You know? He walks with me, he talks with me, but go out to him. But I don't have to go out. He's in me. Yeah, and he is me.
That's it.
So when the Bible says, God says, I am that I am, I am. I am. So if you're looking for abundance, if you're looking for more than life, more in life, stop looking out. And I'm sorry, preacher, stop looking in the church. Because you're not... Most churches, you're not going to find God anyway. So stop looking for God in places where people pretend to be something that they're not. People pretend to have faith, but the moment something happens, they have no faith. They have more faith in their car than they have in God. And that's because we don't teach faith. We don't teach abundance. We teach, just believe. But since you don't know what to do with it, you just hold and believe in your hand. And the moment the storm and life come, there go your belief. Because you didn't plant it in nothing. But believe in yourself. That's not selfish. That's not against God. If I'm God and God is in me, believing in myself also means I believe in God. If I'm seeking abundance and God is everything, and God is in me, I am abundance. I am the answer to my prayer. I have literally everything in me. Not because I think I'm better than, not because I'm spiritual and not religious. Because God is in me and God is me. So I don't have to go out and cry out to a God floating around. I just need to be still. And listen to within. Because what's within is everything that I've been looking for. So if you're seeking abundance, if you're seeking better than, if you're seeking a different life, be still. And know that you are God. And it's okay to accept that. It's okay to release religion. It's not serving you anyway.
Okay.
Pick up God. Pick up you and you'll find everything that you need. Thank you.